This is Gospel Tide Hour program number 7 for airing February the 12th, 1995. The program will begin immediately after the countdown. 3, 2, 1. This is the international broadcast of the Gospel Tide Hour, originating in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Reverend Charlie B. Byers is the founder and radio minister. Today, Reverend Byers continues in his series from the Book of Acts. The series is titled, The Rise and Conquest of Christianity. He's speaking today on the theme, Misdirected Zeal. He will also be praying for you right after the first song. The Wrights will be singing, When He Reached Down His Hand for Me, and the ministers of music will close the program by singing Near the Cross. You'll hear the choir with two songs, He Is Here, and first, Let Some Drops Fall on Me.
Lord, we hear all showers of blessing coming. Mercy never ending to this ground, to this low ground.
Are you serious about your Christian life? This may be an amusing story, but I think it has a point. A boy who was fishing in a stream, when a group of teenagers arrived on the scene with their rods and reels and fancy flies, they thrashed the water as they joked and laughed, casting and reeling in repeatedly, but catching nothing. The boy sat intently watching the tip of his tree branch pole. Every so often, he pulled up a fish. Finally, one of the fellows shouted, How do you do it? We've got special flies, but we're not catching anything. The boy looked up long enough to reply, I'm fishing for fish. You're fishing for fun. Maybe we need to become a little more focused in our attempts to live our Christian life and to reach people fishing with the gospel message. Now Reverend Byers is coming to pray.
We worship you, Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. We thank you for so loving the world that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should receive eternal life. And as the hymn we sometimes sing, may your rich grace impart strength to every fainting heart, my zeal inspire. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, direct our zeal for God into right channels, channels of blessing that'll bless our world, so we'll be a light to the world and salt to the earth. And now, Lord, we know that your eyes do run to and fro throughout the whole wide world to show yourself strong, strong in behalf of those that love you. And dear Jesus, have mercy and compassion on the bruised and the battered. And where sin and the devil has brought some heartache, some awful heartaches in tragic situations, shine a ray of hope into such benighted souls. For there is hope. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Defeat all the purposes of the devil which bring heartache and ruin to so many, many lives. And Lord, those heartache family situations, oh, I pray for a miracle, Lord, the miracle of salvation, the miracle of new life, the miracle of spiritual change. I perceive that there's some believer, too, in this very audience right now, some believer that needs a special lift from God, some new ray of hope and cheer and healing from the Lord. Grant it in these very moments. I pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to this broadcast. I'm Morris Bender, director of the Gospel Tide Hour broadcasts, and I want to invite you to write to us. If you have a special need, a problem, a prayer concern, We'd be happy to hear from you and to pray for you, to write and share with you, send you literature that can be helpful for your situation. If you have a question, we'll do our best to supply an answer or literature that will be helpful. We also need you to stand with us with an offering and with your prayers. You can write to us at the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201, or in Canada, Post Office Box 2513, Station B, Richmond Hill, Ontario, L4E1A6. That's the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. Or in Canada, Post Office Box 2513, Station B, Richmond Hill, Ontario, L4E1A6. Reverend Byers comes with today's message, misdirected zeal.
And thank you, Reverend Bender. This old earth is literally soaked in blood. There have been wars and wars and more wars. From the very day that Cain murdered his brother Abel outside the Garden of Eden until now, the hatred and inhumanity of man to man has been atrocious in all generations. James speaks about wars in the fourth chapter of James. From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not even hence, even of your own lust that war in your members? The cause of war, lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, and yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your lust. What a scripture! What a message to this generation. To whatever setting one might apply that scripture, it well describes our world over the centuries. It would seem that James is here speaking to the religious world, even though it does apply to the political world as well. But the truth of the matter is that a great many of the wars of the world and the wars of our past centuries have been religious wars. The wars in the Middle East in the last 50 years are based on religion and territory. And much of the terroristic acts of the past and even the present are based on religion, overzealous religion. Of course, coupled with a desire to gain territory, to dominate certain areas of the earth. Overzealous persons. They take the sword in their own hands to compel compliance, which is exactly the opposite, the very opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ, who taught the way of peace among men. In our lesson for this time, we hear the Apostle Paul speak of his own experience when he was driven by religious zeal to compel compliance according to Jewish religion and law. So now picture Paul in Jerusalem in our lesson today. He is standing on a stairway in an elevated place, and he was given the opportunity to give his testimony of his past zeal for the religion of the fathers. We read it now from Acts 22, verses 1 through 5. Men and brethren, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, they kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew. I was born in Tarsus of Cilicia. I was brought up in this city in Jerusalem at the feet of Gamaliel. I was taught according to the strictness of our father's law and was zealous. I want you to notice those words. I'm reading Paul's testimony. And was zealous toward God, as all of you are this day. I even persecuted this way unto the death. I binding and delivering into prison both men and women, and also the high priest bear me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I received letters to the brethren, and I went to Damascus to bring in chains, even those who were there, to Jerusalem to be punished. That's the end of the reading now. Paul's testimony before the people in Jerusalem who were clamoring for his death. Now, Paul was really making the point of his fervent zeal for the religion of the Jewish faith of the fathers. Before this meeting on the Damascus Road, he was out to destroy all the saints. And he was looking now, and when he went before King Agrippa down to Caesarea, a little later than this now, his testimony there was, he said, I thought within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison. And having received authority from the chief priest, when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. I punished them oft in every synagogue. I compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. at his testimony before Agrippa. It was zeal for religion, the Jewish religion, exceeding zeal, but it was directed in the wrong channels. I was zealous toward God, he said. Now, Romans 10:1-4, Paul said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God, to God for Israel, is that they might be saved. For said Paul, I bear them record, they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. So they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now the history of the Christian faith has suffered much in time past by misdirected zeal. The Crusades of the Middle Ages are an example of zealous persons for the Christian faith. And the Church of mid-centuries and the Dark Ages, compelling people to come to the faith and baptism by the sword. Even Christians seem to forget that it is not by might, and it's not by power, saith the Lord, but it's by my Spirit. Oftentimes Christians forget the prophetic word from the prophet Zechariah. Now it is never right to do evil, so that good may come. Such as zealous persons in Florida who shot a doctor in an abortion clinic that was far, far beyond the proper conduct for any person, much less a Christian. It's misdirected zeal. Zeal without the guidance of the Holy Spirit oftentimes proves to be very devastating and hindering and damaging to the Christian testimony. Zeal alone will not save the soul. An individual may be very zealous for Christ, and may do many things which are right and good. But it must always be remembered, it takes the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart to satisfy the inmost need of the soul and or to please God. When one reads the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, one sees pictured there a people who are exceedingly zealous, and yet they were far, far from being approved by God. In fact, the Lord said to them, bring no more vain oblations and sacrifices. I am weary to bear them. Then he calls for a radical change of heart. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes. And cease to do evil and learn to do well. And seek justice and reprove the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. And come now then, said the Lord, and let us reason together. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That is exactly what the Apostle Paul had found in his early life, zealous toward God, but not according to knowledge. A marvelous change of which he testified before the Jews at Jerusalem and before King Agrippa later on. You see, Nicodemus, learned ruler of the Jews, came to inquire of Jesus about the way of salvation by night. And it seemed he was surprised to hear Christ say, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Because unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That was certainly a shocking surprise to that very, very fine gentleman and learned doctor of the law. Now, if any person would have had anything to boast of, it would have been Paul. In fact, he writes about that in the Philippian letter. He said, I was circumcised the eighth day. I was the stock of Israel. I was the tribe of Benjamin. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Touching the law, the righteousness in the law, I persecuted the church. He had all kind of religious zeal. But it was not until he met Christ on the road to Damascus that his spiritual eyes were opened. And the Lord made it clear that it was not by his works of righteousness and the keeping of the law, but it was by his faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes people can be very zealous for the church and the Lord and the Christian faith, and yet never have submitted to God. Now the big question is, as we talk now, what is our relationship to the Lord? Are we submitted and yielded? Is Christ first in our lives? That's the good question. Now, the invitation to everybody is that Christ, the door of salvation, is open to all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And all are invited to come. All are invited to believe and be saved. I would like you to turn your faith and your life over to Christ while I pray. Lord, here's a soul praying that needs the Lord, and they need help. You're the great helper. Move right in now and help that soul in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain.
Been tuned to the Gospel Tide Hour. You can write us at the Gospel Tide Hour, Post Office Box 151, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. We invite you to be listening again next week at this same time. Until then, may God richly bless you.